up, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the AK Show with your boy AK the Ref. How is everybody doing today? I hope everybody's having a fabulous day so far. You know what it is. Actually, right now, I hope everybody's having a great Monday. That's what today is. What we're doing is I'm dropping three episodes this week, one today, probably one tomorrow, and then one Wednesday or Thursday. Because yeah, I got behind, so I'm playing a little bit of catch-up. But I hope everybody's having a great Monday so far. Hope everybody had a fabulous weekend. You know, we don't want no cheering for Monday. It's fucking Monday. But I hope everybody had a fabulous weekend. Being a teacher, you know, I just came back from spring break, which we had a week off. Didn't really do anything. You know, went to visit some family in Southwest Kansas and Garden City, Kansas. It's where my wife is from. So we went there Thursday morning. And it was there Friday and Saturday just to visit, you know, because we ain't been there, you know, in a long while. But I mean, that's really all he did all weekend, you know. Nothing. I just chilled at home. Catch up on some shows. Do some other work. You know what it is. Things like that, you know, just relax and kind of recharge battery and get ready for these last 2 months of basically we got 2 months left of school until summer break, so yeah, man, that's what I've been up to. But not this past weekend, but the last weekend, went to Planet Comic Con here in Kansas City. It was the 25th anniversary, and I also signed up for the volunteer way back when it opened to volunteer. I was like, I'm a volunteer, because if you volunteer, if you work the event, you get to, like, when your shift's done, you can, like, enjoy the event. And they had some other option to where, so like, if you work 16 hours, if you volunteer 16 hours, you get a free 3-day pass. Because I really wanted to go this year. And I've wanted to volunteer before. I've only been to Comic-Con one other time, and that was like 5, 6, maybe 7 years ago. I went one time. So this was like only my like second time going. But in the one time I went, I was just going because Trish Stratus was going to be there. I was like, I'm going to go get my WrestleMania 22 shirt signed by her and take a picture with her, which was awesome. Because she is one of my favorite female pro wrestlers. So that time I went, but that was like 7 years ago, I think. God, I don't remember. It was a while ago. But we went this year and I took my kids. I volunteered. And the reason like I wanted to take my kids because this cast, a lot of the cast from the Scream movie was going to be there. And when they announced it, they announced Matthew Lillard, Skeet, Neve Campbell, Jamie Kennedy. They had announced them, the original four originals from the cast of Scream. I was like, oh, we going. And then they had a big announcement for one of the characters from the Marvel movies, which was Paul Bettany, who played Vision. I was like, oh, my oldest daughter is going to love that. And my youngest daughter loves the Scream movies. And so, and I'm a fan of both Marvel and the Scream franchise. So I was like, oh, we definitely got to go to that. And then I was like, I'm a volunteer. So I get that free day pass. And volunteering was cool. Like, it was cool volunteering. It's not hard work at all. So I'm a volunteer again next year. But yeah, we did that not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And man, I'll tell you, if you ever go to Comic-Con, a Planet Comic-Con here in KC, you literally got to go 3 days, because we went because Paul Bettany was only going to be there on Saturday. Because usually a lot of the guests, some are there all weekend, some are there only like Saturday, Sunday, or some are there just one day. And then Neve Campbell she had to cancel because of filming conflicts, schedule conflicts. So they had added Melissa Barrera, that's in the newer Scream 5 and 6, and one of the other characters. And then they put Henry Winkler, who was already there to begin with, as one of the OGs, like you could take a photo op with them. So yeah, so we didn't get to see Neve Campbell, which was a bummer, but it was still cool because, like I said, volunteering is easy and it was fun. You get to hang out. We're all nerds. Like, anybody that goes to Comic-Con is a nerd. But I was like, I'm taking my girls. They've never been to something like that. So we wanted to go. But before I get to this, just talking a little bit about it, if you go to Comic-Con here in Kansas City, go all 3 days if you're trying to get multiple people's autographs and things like that. Go 3 days. Because I'm telling you, the lines, we went on Saturday. I took the girls on Saturday. And the goal there was to basically get Paul Bettany's autograph, do the photo op with the OG screencast. They had Henry Winkler replace Neve Campbell because he was in the movie as the principal in Scream 1. And then we were trying to get the three, Matt, Skeet, and Jamie Kennedy, on the Scream poster I had, like a movie poster that I got at like vintage stock. And we had it before this was even announced. Like, me and my daughter, every time we go to the mall, we go to this entertainment mart. And they have all these movie posters. We always look in and be like, oh, I want that one. So we always, every time we go to the mall, we look to see if they have any new ones. They always have new ones, but one that we like, that we want. So we have like four of them. Got the Scream 1. We got the Doctor Strange movie 2 into the multiverse. I have the one from The Last of Us TV show, a Black Panther, and then the Scream 1. Yeah, and then... And that's it. So, like, anytime we see up there, there's other ones that we get. But we had the Scream poster. And I was like, when I knew the Screamcast was coming, I was like, we got to get the sign. So, we went on Saturday. As soon as we got there, we didn't get there right when it opened. But we got there, and we just said, we're not going to look at anything else. We're going straight. I saw how many people there were. Like, Saturday was packed. Like, they said the lines went outside, from inside to outside. But when we got there, it wasn't too bad to get in. But we got there, I was like, we're going straight to Paul Bettany's line because he's only there Saturday and we got to get it. I mean, that was about an hour and a half wait. It wasn't too bad. We got the picture. I mean, we didn't get a picture. We got the autograph. My daughter had an Upper Deck trading card. She got a signed by him. She also gave him a painting she did. And that was cool. We all gave him fist bumps. Cool. And then after that, what did we do after that? I think... We had a photo op with the OG Screamcast, and then it was first. So I think after that, we went to Matthew Lillard's line was ridiculously long, and Skeet's line was ridiculously long. So we went to Melissa's line and got her autograph on the original Scream poster because technically she's one of the newer characters, and she portrays Billy Loomis's son, who Skeet played in the first one. And so his ghost comes back and talks to her, like, you know, you want to kill people and things like that. So we got her autograph on it. And then we got the two photo ops. And it was just long. Like, literally, that's the only thing we got those days. That day on Saturday, two autographs. And the reason we didn't get other autographs is because we went to two of the panels. I'm going to say, anytime, if you go to a Comic-Con, go to the panels. Oh, my, it's the greatest thing ever. So we went to the Scream panel, and then we went to Paul Bettany, and it was back-to-back. And that was to end the night. One started at 6 and the other started, or one started at 5, the other started at like 6:30. So we went to the Scream panel, we went to go wait in line. There was already people waiting in line like 2 hours before it started. So we waited in line. And then we got in. We got a pretty good seat and thing like that. And then before it started, they were like, okay, anybody that was my youngest daughter wanted to ask a question. And so they were telling people, anybody want to line up? They had one microphone, line up. You can go ask questions. I was like, you got a question? Go over there and ask them. And so I went with her, stood with her, left my oldest daughter sitting in the chair. So the panel, so we basically had to sit on the floor, like on our knees to see the panel when they came out and they started talking. And they had a moderator there that was supposed to usually ask questions. But I guess with them, they just like to go straight to the fan questions. And then they talked for like a minute. And then we got to the fan questions, and then like Matthew Lillard just grabbed the mic and just started walking out in the crowd, just talking. It's like, I gotta move around, let's go. And him and Skeet were kind of like going in and out of the crowd and walking by Jamie, Kennedy, Melissa, and the other guy that played in the latest last Scream movie. I forgot his name, but they're up there talking, and then they start asking questions from the mic. The one mic where it had a big long line. And then Matthew Lillard was walking around trying to find questions for people in the audience. And then they're going through asking questions, blah, blah, blah. But then we get like, and then Skeet at one point was in the crowd and Matthew Lillard was back up on stage. And they're just all answering questions. They're great. I mean, it was great. I love the panels. Like, Jamie Kennedy was fucking hilarious. Matthew Lillard and Skeet were great. And then we get to the final question and Matthew Lillard's like walking by where me and my youngest daughter are sitting. And then he was like, okay, I'm looking for one more question. And then, like, I'm like, my daughter's telling her to stand up. I'm like, I'm telling her to stand up. I'm pointing at her, and like, everybody else is like pointing at her. And he comes and like puts her arm around her. He's like, okay, we got a question here. And I'm like, oh my God. And so I started recording because you're not supposed to record in the panels, but I'm going to record this moment that she's getting a question asked by one of the screen characters from the OG screen, the original, the first one. And so he like put her arm around her. He's like, what's your name? And she said her name. And he's like, I hope your question's for me. And he's like, I was just playing. And then she asked her question. And then I think, like, what was it? Two of them, man. Skeet had a really long answer to her question, which was like, what was your favorite part about filming the Scream movies? And then he answered it and Melissa answered it. So it was like a long, decent answer. And so that was cool. And then after they left, we waited. You just stay in the room because we moved up seats so we get closer. And then, my oldest daughter wanted to ask a question to Paul Bettany, who plays Vision in Marvel, because she's a big Marvel fan. And then we got to that, and then she got scared and didn't want to ask the question, so my youngest daughter was going to ask it for her, so she got in line with the microphones. She was like sixth or seventh in line, and so that was a different one, where he just sat down and just talked and answered the questions from the moderator that was up there, and then we got the fan questions. But like the Paul Bettany one was great too. Like, oh my God, he was like roasting the Midwest people. He's like, I'm sorry. Like, he was like, at times it got like vulgar, which I didn't mind. Like, I thought it was great. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then like he said something, and like people were like thanking it, and he was like, I thought you people were from the Midwest. I thought you had values. What is wrong? It was great. It was funny. And then we get the fan questions, and then my daughter got to ask the question for her sister, like, what was your favorite Marvel movie? And he said, oh, that's a real good question. And then he apologized when he saw the kid, because he had made, like, he had made a dick joke. That, I'm telling you, shit was great. A dick joke happened, so she's standing there waiting, and then he made this, like, penis joke, right? And then he said, okay, we go to the next question. And then he sees my daughter, and she's like, she's 13, but she's like short. And he's like, oh my God, now we got a kid up here. I apologize. I just started laughing. Shit was funny. And then she asked her a question, like, what was your favorite Marvel movie? And then he was like, oh, that was a great question. He answered, he said Endgame was his favorite because of Tony Stark, Iron Man, doing the snap and seeing that whole thing happen. He said that was his favorite. He said, and he also said, it just depends on how he's feeling. But if he had to go, he said Endgame was his favorite. But like the whole Comic-Con experience was cool. I just like, if you go all 3 days, because I volunteered the next day and I was going to go try to get the poster signed by the other three, which was Skeet, Matthew Lillard, and Jamie Kennedy. And so, like, after my shift was over, I went up there, and they had already capped the line at Matthew Lillard. They had capped the line at Screech, but I was able to get in. And then I literally waited, like, 3 hours to get Skeet's autograph from the time my shift ended. I didn't get home till like, 6. My shift ended, like, at 1. I didn't leave there until, like, 6. But while I was waiting, he went to go do a photo op. They had to go do their screen photo op. So I was like, I made a friend in the line. I was like, can you hold my place in line? So they gave out numbers. And so me and this other person made a friend. I was like, cool. We'll just meet back here like hour and a half. So I went to go get Jamie Kennedy's autograph. So I got his autograph on the poster. He's cool. He's a chill ass guy. We called him up. We talked for a little bit. I told him my last name was Kennedy. That was cool. And then, what was it? So I was like walking around. You know, I had to be careful, delicate with the poster, rolled it up, put it in tube I had. So I was, at least I was going to get one of those two. I was going to get Skeet or Matthew Lillard's autograph, but I had my place in line to get his. And then I was like walking around. I was like, they had some of the cast from Boy Meets World there. The guy that played Corey's brother, Corey's best friend, and Daniel Fish, who plays Topanga. So I was like, oh, her line at that long. I'm about to go get an autograph and a picture with Topanga. Daniel Fish, who plays Topanga in Boy Meets World. So I got that. So I was like, huh. And then after that, I was like, let's just walk around a little bit and just wait till they get done with their photo ops. And then eventually got his autograph. And then I didn't have no more money. I probably could have got in, like, after it shut down and it was time for everybody to leave. There was Matthew Lillard still had a line. So did Skeet. They both still had a line. Like, people were trying to get their autographs. If I had some more money, I probably could have gotten his line and got the autograph. But maybe another day. But I am going to get that poster frame so I can preserve the autographs. But that's just one of those cool things. It was cool that we got to take a picture with all those people and get some autographs. It was cool. And they're all great people. Like, they're all awesome. Like, the panel was awesome. I fucking loved everything about it. But yeah, if you go to Comic-Con, go all 3 days. If like, it's just like multiple people that you want to like take a picture with or get an autograph, especially the autograph, like the photo op lines, it can be a mess, but once it gets going, it goes by quick. It's the autograph lines, especially if they're taking selfies. And some people, and some of them talk to you. So they're just not signing and taking a selfie and like, bye. Like, they'll talk and chat it up, which I fucking love. They could just be there and sign an autograph, take a picture in peace. But no, some of them talk to you. Like, I could talk to Skeet for, like, when he was signing the poster, I made him sign one of the quotes, and he, you know, I asked him how it was going, asked him if he had some barbecue, asked him if he's been to Kansas City. He said he filmed a movie here, like, for 7 months, Ride with the Devil. It's like an earlier movie, back in the 90s, I think. I was like, oh. And then he asked me what I did for a living. I told him, shook his hand. He was cool. I mean, they're all cool. Like, it was dope. But, like, if you ever go for all 3 days, especially if you plan to try to get multiple people. But, yeah. But today, let's get into it. Really, today's episode, I just want to talk about, I think I had mentioned it last time that I had watched the Shazam movies and just kind of want to get my thoughts on it and just my thoughts on, like, the whole DC universe and just, like, in general, superhero movies. So, like, here's the thing. Like, I had seen the previews for Shazam, because, to be honest, I was, like, more into Marvel than DC, but I had seen the Wonder Woman movies. I've seen the Justice League, and, like, I never had no problem with their movies. I thought it was great. Like me, like, watching superhero movies, I'm always excited for them. Like, I've really never been bummed. I haven't been bummed out by any of the Marvel movies and any of the DC movies I watched. But I went to watch Shazam, and I remember when it came out and I saw the previews. To me, it's just like, Shazam, what is this? Like, I didn't know much about it because, like, I didn't grow up reading comic books. So I don't know all these superheroes. Like, the ones I knew growing up was, like, Batman, Superman, you know, Flash. You know, I knew of the X-Men. But I didn't really, like, know of, like, all these different type of Marvel, you know, comic book superheroes. But I remember I saw the previews, I was like, it kind of looked cheesy to me. I didn't know why. I was like, I looked at the previews, I was like, Shazam's real superhero. It just looked cheesy to me. But it was like a few weeks ago, they're on, Netflix, Shazam and Shazam Fury of God. So I was like, okay, so I'll just watch it. So I watched it. I was like, okay. Now I see what was maybe kind of cheesy, because I didn't know it was like a kid that gets the powers of Shazam and he's the champion, and then all he says is Shazam, and he turns into a superhero, and when he says it, he turns back to the kid, Billy. So that was like, well, that makes sense now. Maybe that's why it seemed like a little cheesy, because they had kids in it, and so I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense now. But I was watching, I was like, I actually like this. The fucks with this. So I was watching Shazam, and then I was trying to figure out the whole backstory. Okay, you got to give him power, a new champion to hold the powers, but you got to find somebody with a good heart. And so, like, my impression of it, like, watching, my first impression is just seeing the previews, I was like, oh, I ain't gonna watch this. I ain't never gonna watch this. And then I'm just like, okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and watch this. It's like one of those things, like I wasn't gonna go to movies to see. I had no interest. But then I saw it on Netflix. I'm running, trying to find something to watch. And I'm like, I guess I'll watch this. I watched it. I was like, oh, I like this. I fucks with this. You just gotta give it a chance. And so I watched that one. And then the next day I was like, fuck, I gotta watch The Fury of Gods. And then how his whole foster family got superpowers at the end of the first one. Now they have superpowers in the second one. And now they're fighting in keeping the powers and things like that. And then at the end of the second one, when Wonder Woman shows up, I was like, oh, she really didn't make an appearance. And then that made me go back and watch Wonder Woman and Wonder Woman 84. And so I've kind of been down this DC rabbit hole of just watching stuff. And so, like, but, like, back to Shazam and Shazam Fury of Gods, like, I want a third one. Like, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't expect much, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And if they made a third one, I might go to the movie theaters to see it. Or if, when it, as soon as it hits, like, one of the streaming services, I'll watch it. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was good. Like, I'm trying to catch up. Like, I'm not into, like, DC like that. Like, I am to Marvel when I... keeping up with, like, storylines and I know villains, I know superheroes, so I'm kind of playing catch up. So I was watched that, and now that got me into, like, I went back and watched Wonder Woman. I even watched the Harley Quinn movie. I've already seen Suicide Squad. I've seen Peacemaker, which I fucking love, with John Cena. I can't wait for that second season to come out. And then, what was it? And now I'm watching on Netflix, I'm watching DC Legends of Tomorrow. I'm like on season 4 or season 5. So I've been watching that nonstop. So I'm like watching this and I'm like, okay, you have the Arrow, you have the Green Arrow, you have the Flash. And I know my daughter's been watching the Flash, the TV show. And so right now I'm just watching DC Legends of Tomorrow, and I'm thoroughly enjoying that. Like, I think I'm on season 5. Season 4 or season 5. I know there's like 7 seasons, but I'm watching that, and it kind of reminds me of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., how they're like on the ship, and I didn't know there was a multiverse. I didn't know there was a multiverse in D.C. until I started watching Legends of Tomorrow, so I'm like, oh, hell yeah, let's go. I'm watching this, and my daughter's like, you watching D.C.? I'm like, did you watch The Flash? Like, come on now. But I'm just like, I'm kind of getting to D.C., and like I said, I've seen the Justice movies. I've seen Man of Steel. I've seen Batman vs. Superman. And I thoroughly enjoyed all those movies, the Wonder Woman movies. I enjoyed the Shazam movies. So I just don't understand, like, why DC never had the same success as Marvel. Like, it's all the same. Like, you have a villain. You have all these characters, like, dope-ass characters. Like, I've enjoyed Gail's version of Wonder Woman. Like, I don't know any other version because I didn't really read the comics. So all of it's dope to me. Like, I'm enjoying it for what it is. And I'm like, I'm into it. Like, let's go. Like, Henry's Superman. And I enjoy Ben Affleck's Batman. I haven't seen the Batman yet with, what's his name? But I'm planning to watch it because it's on HBO. I've watched The Suicide Squad. I've watched both of those movies. So I was like, what are we doing here? Like, I've enjoyed it. But I know they're doing, like, a DC reboot. But it's just like, I hate when they just build up all these characters. And then you do a reboot, and now you're going to different directions. Or are you going to, like, make new Wonder Woman? You're apparently making new Batman movies. Are you going to make new Superman movies with a different Superman? New Flash movies? Because you had the Flash television one. Was the same guy that played Flash on television, was he in the Justice League? I don't remember. But, like I said, but, so I don't really have, but they're doing the DC kind of reboot where I read. So I just hope it gets on the same level as Marvel, because I've been thoroughly enjoying what I've been watching right now. So I don't know what people are complaining about. Like, I'm enjoying League of Legends right now. I mean, eventually when I get done with that, I might go watch The Flash. I might go watch The Green Arrow, watch Supergirl, just get caught up on all, like, okay, what's going on? Because I've already seen most of the movies, and I've been watching Peacemaker. I watched the first season. Dope-ass show. I fucking love that show. And so I can't wait for season 2 to come out. And so, yeah, after I'm done with DC Legends of Tomorrow, which is all time travel, and I fucking love it. It's great. And they have a multiverse. I'm fucking here for it. You know what would be dope? A fucking crossover with Marvel and DC. Like, why can't we just work together? They could just work together. It would be dope. You could have, like, a super villain. You could have, like, two villains from both of them. Like, we're talking about multiverse. They already got the multiverse. Like, why not just combine them? Like, let's go. Let's go. And, like, right now I'm in the League of Legends. I always want to say League of Legends Tomorrow. Legends of Tomorrow. now there's just one Earth. Like, all the multiverses, like, it reset. They got all, it was like a big bang, and now there's just one Earth. That's where I'm at in League of, I keep saying League, Legends of Tomorrow. I've been like, they're in like one verse now. And so that's crazy. They just created one timeline. So now there's just one timeline everybody's on. And like Marvel, there's like multiple timelines. So that's interesting. They went that round just poof. But I don't know how that fits into like, I'd have to go back and research like, where does Legends of Tomorrow fit in the timeline? Where does Justice League fit in the timeline? Where does Shazam, Wonder Woman, you know, Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, even Peacemaker, Suicide Squad, where does that all fit? Like, where are they at? And was that before? Are they multiple timelines or multiple multiverses? Like, that's dealt right there. But hold that thought. I gotta unlock the door for a minute. Hold on. Here we are. Oh my god. Yes, I let the wife in. The door was locked. But like, I'm like, I don't know where like all that combines at. Like, where does this take place? Does it take place during the multiverse when there's multiple timelines or things like that? But like, I just, like I said, I wish they could just kept going with what they have and the people portraying the characters they had. Like, I see people complain about them all the time. Like, this doesn't write. This is stupid. This doesn't fit the comic books. Like, listen, if you're expecting everything to be by the comics, you're just going to be disappointed. Like, they can't just do it strictly how the comic book is. Then it would make sense in a movie or a TV show. And that's the other thing I wanted to touch on. Like, all the Marvel stuff I've seen, I've thoroughly enjoyed. I've had one complaint. Everything I've watched, I haven't had one complaint. I mean, my daughter's, my oldest, has watched all the Marvel stuff. And the only thing she said was the internals wasn't that great. I've seen parts of it, and like the parts I haven't watched it because it's like a one-off movie. I haven't had no interest in watching it, but the parts I've seen, I'm like, when I've seen parts of it, I was like, seemed fine to me. I felt like it's just like a random movie. It just came out of nowhere. That's why I was like, what's the backstory behind it? And things like that. Like, why are we just coming out with this movie? But other than that, it's like, people complaining about, like, She-Hulk. I don't know if I ever talked about the She-Hulk. Who fucks with She-Hulk? Like, if you didn't fuck with She-Hulk, well, you're just lame. You're just lame. That's all I have to say. Like, She-Hulk was shit. Now, I hate that they're not doing a season two. I loved every bit of She-Hulk. Like, I don't understand. People complain, it's lame, it's not funny, and then, like, if you watch it, you know, I don't even know this, I don't even read the comics, that it was true to the comic book style She-Hulk was. So I enjoyed very much. I enjoy She-Hulk, and I wish we get another season of it, because it was great, but I hope she is in future movies, or future Avenger movies, because we need that. We need that type of character, you know, that funny and brings some comic relief, but also in the person that played She-Hulk, it was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Give me two thumbs up. I'm not here for She-Hulk hate. I will not tolerate it anywhere on my social media. I would defend that until the day I die. Let's go. But like, everybody complaining about the TV shows, Marvel's putting out too much content and they're doing this, and it makes it like, everything that I've watched has been great. Because here's the thing, like, it's like, when I watch stuff, I don't go in with high expectations, unless it's something like with Endgame, when we finally got to it, and Infinity War, like, I had expectations, and I knew they were going to live up to it. And when, like, WandaVision came out, when the first Marvel TV show came out on Disney Plus, and it was WandaVision, I don't know why they did it, I was like, I'm here for it. And then we got She-Hulk. I was here for it. What else we get? We got Ms. Marvel. Was here for it. was here for all of it. What else did we get? And then I can't think. We got Moonlight, was here for it. I just recently watched Echo, here for it. Hawkeye's TV show, we got Kate Bishop, here for it. I'm telling you, I was here for all of it. Like, I'm here for all of it. Like, let's go. Like, I have, like I said, I'm just excited that they put all this content. We get to watch it. We get to, and what do we have? Falcon and Winter Soldier, here for it. Let's go. Let's go. And then I watched Secret Wars, here for it. And then when my daughter told me, like, I didn't even think of it. When I was watching Secret Wars and I got done and she said, Rhodes, I cannot think of his first name. Don Cheadle plays War Machine. She said that version, when the end of Secret Wars, when they finally found all the people that were under control because they had the, God damn, I can't think of their names. When they had all the people under their control so they can secretly be them, like they're shapeshifters, so they can shape into them, which is crazy because there's a shapeshifter on. I feel like DC and Marvel are just one and the same with just different characters. You know, there's multiverses, there's shapeshifters. This is all one and the same. There's Superman. I mean, you could really go and compare. Like, Superman is Thor. Would you compare Thor to Superman? Like, if you compare their counterparts, like, Superman's an alien. Well, who's like an alien? Who's like their leader? Compare Wonder Woman to, like, I don't have to go and think of that. I don't have to think, but they have counterparts. Like, they're like one and the same. You know what I'm saying? But, what are they called? Because it wasn't Secret War. Why do I keep saying Secret Wars? Secret Invasion. Secret Invasion was on Disney. It was on Disney Plus with Samuel L. Jackson. And it got to the end of it, right? And, Secret Invasion. I said Secret Wars. That ain't come out yet. You know, Nick Fury, and he's investigating the fucking, the shapeshifting and the scrolls. I knew it started with S. Scrolls, right? And then at the end of it, they find all these people that the scrolls had kidnapped and kept them, their memory conscious, kept them, like, sedated. And then you find out, like, Rhodes was down there, the guy that played Don Cheadle. The fuck is his first name? Golly. But they were showing all the people that, and they were releasing him, and he was down there. And then I went to go talk to my daughter. I was like, I just got done finishing. James Rhodes. He played War Machine, right? And I had just finished watching and talked to her, and she's like, they're saying that Rhodes was actually kidnapped during Civil War. And I'm like, wait, what? So the Rhodes we saw was just a scroll? I was like, damn, that's good. And so I started looking online trying to find out, like, okay, when did he get kidnapped? Because in Civil War, he broke his legs and got paralyzed. So he can't really walk. He can still use the machine to fight and things like that, but like then he get like paralyzed when he fell in Civil War, and then what was it? And so my daughter's like, yeah, it happened in Civil War when he's in the hospital because he had a hospital gown on when he got released in Secret Invasion. I'm like, so you telling me this whole time we had a scroll, James Rhodes, War Machine, fighting the rest of the time? I'm like, that doesn't make sense because if that was the case, he would have like tried to help like Thanos in Endgame and Infinity War instead of helping the Avengers. So I'm like, it had to be after that, right? But, like, the hospital gown, him in the hospital gown throws it all off. It's like, wait, what? So I'm trying to figure it out. I think he was kidnapped sometime after that. I don't think it was Civil War. It could be. I don't know. We'll never know, and they will never tell us. But that just makes you think, like, I didn't even notice that. Like, oh, shit. This whole time we've been watching the scroll, shapeshifting James Rhodes. Like, let's go. Shit like that. Like, he gets me excited, like. Like, I enjoy entertainment. Like, I know. So when I go watch something, I know what I'm expecting. I know what I'm watching. I'm not expecting anything more or anything less. And if I get anything more, I'm going to be excited. And it's usually, I don't get anything less. Because I get exactly what I'm saying, and I'm here for it. Just like the Marvels. Everybody down in that. Because it's an all-female class. All-female cast. Oh my god. I'm not going to go support that. They're not real superheroes. If you didn't like the Marvels, something wrong with you. You just maybe don't support, you know, a female lead, but the Marvels was dope because it's setting up X-Men. It sets up Young Avengers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thoroughly enjoyed everything about the Marvels. I thought it was, you had good action. You had the plot. You had other stories line up that could spread off into different ways, setting up other events. And it was funny too. Oh, laughing, especially the cat scene when they played the cats and the cats. Oh, that shit was fun. I was rolling. My daughters didn't understand that with the music playing, but I understood the cats, the musical, when they're playing the song. Oh my god, that shit was great. But all three of them together, that was great. But I hope we get more Captain Marvel. I really enjoy Brie Larson as Captain Marvel. And I hope we get more Ms. Marvel too, because my daughters really love that. Like I said, I have enjoyed everything Marvel, so I just don't understand why everything they do gets so much criticism instead of just sit back and enjoy the ride, man. Enjoy it. Just like if you're a DC fan, it doesn't matter if you're DC or Marvel. Like whatever they put out, sit back and enjoy it. Like we don't need to sit here and just compare everything to the comics. This doesn't follow the comics. This doesn't do that. Fuck you watching if you're just gonna complain the whole time. Just stick to reading the comics then. Like I said, I didn't grow up reading the comics, so all this is exciting to me. And I'm kind of glad I didn't grow up reading the comics, because now this is all exciting to me, and I'm like, I'm here for everything. And now I'm getting into DC, so let's fucking go. But I'm not gonna sit here and complain that they're putting out this stuff, that stuff. Like, no, I don't have time for that. I don't have time. Like, if you know you're not gonna like it, why are you going to watch? That's a waste of your time. Just a waste of your money. Like, why? Why? So you just comment and say how bad it is so you can be a troll? No, but guess what? Nobody likes you. Nobody likes trolls. You're annoying. Just go back and say, like, here. Again, if you read the comics, just set that aside and just go watch and be entertained. And just go with the story. Because Marvel does a great job. DC's even doing a good job. The shit I'm watching so far, like, I'm really enjoying it. I'm picking up, okay, this is what we're doing. I have to go back and watch this. I have to go back and watch that show. I may have to go watch that movie. I have to watch that movie because it's all connected. It's, everything's always connected. They're always moving the story further along. But I hate that Marvel had to push stuff back because people said they're putting out too much content. It's not any good. Not any good to whom? You? If you don't like it, why the fuck are you watching it? Why are you commenting on it? I see the same people comment on something and say, I don't like it. And then they watch something. They be like, I'm not going to watch no more. And then they watch something new and say, I don't like it. What are you keep watching it for? Like I said, you're just a troll. You're just a hater. Just sit back and enjoy it. Like, put the comic books aside. Don't go in expecting it's got to be just like the comics. It's got to be. It's not. If you're expecting that, just stop watching. That's like any time they take a book and make it into a movie or even a video game. It ain't going to be tit for tat. There's going to be some differences because there has to be. It can't be major. But everything I've watched, I've enjoyed. It, to me, it's like different with like a video game or a book. The comics is kind of like spread out. It's like, we'll take business in peace. We'll take this character, but we're going to make a storyline. Okay, they have that storyline. We'll keep that and we'll do that. But like the book is like already written out for you. Now you just got to take it and make it into a movie. Same with the video game. There's like a plot line, like a detailed plot line. Just take it. Just take that. Some of these video games have real good cinema plot lines. Just take it and put it on screen. Just like they did with The Last of Us. I fucking love that show. Oh my god, it's just like the video game. And then they add extra stuff just because they had to, like, let's put in some new characters, which I didn't mind at all. So, like, but like that. But, like, if you just read the comments and you're just going to be disappointed, why are you watching? I get you want to be excited, you want to follow it, but it's not. Just sit back and enjoy. Enjoy what they put out. Enjoy that we're in this genre where these comic book superhero, supervillain movies are just our thing. Because it wasn't like this when I was growing up. Mm-mm. I mean, you had like Superman back in the day with Christopher Reeves. And then you had like the Batman with Burt Ward. and Adam West back in like the 60s with the pow. And then you had my all-time favorite Batman, which was Michael Keaton. Oh, my all-time favorite Batman. But him, Batman, and Batman Returns. So it's like growing up, like when I was a kid, we didn't have like the superhero movies like we do today. And all the, you know, Avengers and Justice League and them teaming up and all the TV shows now. I mean, we had cartoons, but that's not the same. It's not the same, I'll tell you right now, it's not. What we had today is I was born in 85. So, like, right now, I'm enjoying all this shit. My daughter's enjoying it. Like, let's go. I'm here for all of it. And I will tell you that somebody did ask a question at the Paul Bettany panel asking if something about white vision or just vision or AI, something of that caliber, if he was going to return. And he couldn't speak on it, but he said something could be coming. He was adamant. He just said, I can't speak on that. I don't know. He was like trying to figure out how to answer the question without giving it away, but kind of like, just keep your eye out. I was like, oh, shoot. We're going to get Vision back. Let's go. Get white Vision. But yeah. But just like, here's my thing. Just anytime you go watch some, you watch these DC movies, TV shows, Marvel movies, TV shows, just sit back and fucking enjoy it. Because guess what? This is going to be a time when there could be a time where we just don't have any things like this to watch and just sit back and enjoy and be lost in this world of for 2-3 hours or TV shows. Like, just fucking enjoy it. Stop complaining. That's all I have to say about it. Sit back and enjoy it. Enjoy it. DC Marvel, I congratulate you on what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Let's do it. Let's get one of those crossovers. DC Marvel crossover. Let's fucking go. Let's go. But, other than that, that's all I got for today. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to have another episode tomorrow. Talk about a little what the Chiefs are doing. You know, my thoughts on Chris Jones getting re-signed. And so far what they've done in free agency and what I think they should do with Snead. And then another episode will drop later this week too. The third episode where I'm going to go on some pro wrestling stuff. You know, pro wrestling travel. Tips. You know what it is. You know what it is. Let's go. So with that said, enjoy the rest of your Monday. It's your boy AK. I'm out. Peace.